instant inspiration entitled Downloading Love. This is Dr. Herbert Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, Dean of the Love Machine that's called Being Yourself and Having Fun. Being your own master, being yourself, and just having a wonderful time living the life that you're designed to live. Now, what does it mean to download love? I think most people are familiar with computers, not everybody, but of course, if you're listening to this, you're familiar with the computer, because you got to have a computer to listen to this. So, when you download something, it's something you want, and you want something from the manufacturer or from the software makers or from whatever, because we just downloaded the manual for the Canon camera that we bought when we were in Switzerland. And Monica was so nice, and she said, I said, I want to get that camera. So I bought it and picked it up, went to the counter, and she says, I'm buying it for you. I said, thank you. But it was a German manual, and it wasn't too easy to read. Mm-hmm. So Sylvia has just downloaded the English manual on Adobe, and it should be very handy to have. So she's downloading that. And Ellen said to her, well, why don't you download that at night when the lines aren't so busy here or elsewhere? And Sylvia said, yeah, it downloads to Adobe, so it takes maybe about 2 or 3 minutes and it's all done. And then I've got that off of my back and I don't have to think about it another time. And that's wisely said. Think about anything you want in life. You want a new car, old car, new wife, an old wife. You want a new house, old house. You want, I can't think of half the things that you could think about, but you could think about having peanuts, or where do you get peanuts, and what are the best kind of peanuts to buy. And then you are interested in pitchers for your milk on your table. You don't want the great big ones, you want the medium size to small. Now, where do they come from? Well, the computer would tell you. It tells you everything. Now, I'm suggesting that we can take the same technique that we download things from the internet and download love that way. First, you have to court the computer. You have to go in there and say, I love you. And you have to say, would you please give me this information? And the computer says, I don't know. Do you have the right password to get in there and get that information? And then, of course, you assure them you do. And they don't always like your password, because they think that your password should come from some company they're predominant with, like AOL or MNS or whatever. And so if you're with some outlander company, they try to encourage you to go to their company, because it'll be much easier to download. But you don't fall for that. You've been through that before. You've courted men and women and wanted them to be your spouse, and as you did this, they said, well, I don't know. And you said, well, all right, I'll buy you a new car. Okay, fine, you know. And so you got to do that with the computer too. You got to go into the computer with a big enough load. You have to have enough memory to receive the information that you're going to download. A lot of people go in there with just a rinky-dink computer memory in megabytes, and they think that they can pull down the gigabyte of information. Of course, most of it's not that big, but it's a lot of information. And we overload our circuits. And when we overload our circuits, we aren't able to receive it. Plus, the fact is that a lot of stuff that we were working on goes out the drain, because we didn't provide for having enough energy, enough power on our computer system to do these things. You see, downloading love is the same way. If you're a man or a woman and you're courting your member of the opposite sex, and you're very interested in them, and you say, Ellen was reading something the other day, and it was about that boy who had money, remember? Or you did, someone did. And he said, oh, it's on the answering service. And on the answering service, I thought that was kind of charming. Disgusting, but charming. The art of speaking. Let's see where we have that. This is in this book called Good Stuff. And it's usually some very fascinating stuff that's in here. But this is about the answering service. And it should be right here. There we are. Answering machines. And it says, hello. And this is the answering service answering a phone call. Hello. This is PETA. If you're the phone company, I already sent you the money. If you're my parents, please send money. If you're my financial aid institution, you didn't lend me enough money. If you're my friends, you owe me money. And if you're a female, don't worry. I have plenty of money. You see, it all depends on where he's downloading from or uploading to or whatever. And so Peter has plenty of money for the femme fatale, for the beautiful women that come into his world. But he's always on the prowl for getting money from any other source he can. Well, to download money from his mother and father, he has to use one technique. He has to use the technique of, I'm your son and you're helping me through college and, you know, a little extra money so that I could go out on a Saturday night, you know, and be with my friends and have a beer or something like that. You know, that'd be real nice. But we're not putting you through college to have a beer. We're putting you through college to learn things. That Saturday night you could spend at home studying your stuff. But, Mom, I'm studying 24 hours of the day as it is, you know. And he expects her to believe that, but she does. And so she says, all right, this one time. And the one time happens again and again and again. Now, if he's with the phone company, and the phone company says, you know, you're 2 months back on your phone bill, when are you going to pay it? And you say, oh, it's in the mail. Oh, we've heard that before. You've got to use a little more creativity when you're doing this. You got to go down there and say, here, hold my wristwatch as collateral for the phone bill. I will pay it, you know. It's worth a lot more. The phone bill is a lot less than what my watch costs, you know. But, you know, you show good faith. You know, you have to sort of download it with proper attitudes. I'm not saying that the phone company will accept a watch in exchange for the bill, or at least as collateral for the bill, but that's how you do it. That's how you court your various people that you're dealing with. And he says here, if you're my financial aid institution, you didn't lend me enough money. Well, now, the financial aid institution, why would they call him? They'd call him to see if he wanted more money. And so apparently he has a call in to them to get more money. I mean, this is quite a logical series of statements coming from a young man who is in college, or any youngster who is in college. They're quite alert on the possibilities. Here we are, mature beings, and we don't even know how to download money. We don't know how to download love. We have books that teach us how to go for grants from people who want to give grants to institutions like this one here to support us as we are going out and doing wonderful things for people around the world, but we don't fill out the forms. We don't fill out the papers. We don't do these things because it is just too much work and too much bother, so we never get around to it. But if we're going to download love from our friend, you have to be very patient. You have to know what presses their buttons and what doesn't. And if you're going to work on the human aspect, you got to be very human about it. Of course, if you really want to download rightly, you'll just say, I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. And every time you turn around, money would come your way from every beautiful possibility. I am wealthy. We used to say I'm independently wealthy, but we're just saying I am wealthy now. And say I'm wealthy. Say I'm wealthy. And watch what happens in your life. You have everything at your disposal. And you don't need to have the financial aid. You don't need to have the grants. You don't need to have mom and papa giving you money. We don't need all these other outer sources. They're okay. Don't think I'm ignoring them. They're okay, but that's not where we go. We go inside of ourselves, and we start living as abundant people, mentally. We start living in our consciousness as abundant people. We start seeing ourselves having the finest of everything, enjoying the finest of everything, and just everything overflowing measure. And then, lo and behold, that's what happens. Now, do you want whatever it is you want enough to court it, to download it with love? If you do, you can have it. But if you don't, then you're constantly jumping on and jumping off the internet. You're constantly jumping on to something and jumping off because it's not fast enough, and it's not this, and it's not that. And it's not the internet's fault. The internet can take it as fast as you can receive it or give it. But it's your fault because you didn't put enough memory on your computer. You didn't put enough memory on your parts. You didn't put enough, all the different kinds of memories that they have. And you perhaps don't have a big enough hard disk. Remember when the big hard disk was, 500 megabytes or stuff like that? My goodness sakes. And even kilobytes in the early days. My goodness. And I've long forgotten that because that was just something that's a hazy memory. But we did wonderful things with it. We made those computers sing. We made them publish books for us and handle things. Sure, we could only put a 10-page chapter on a disk because that's all it would happily, because that's all it would hold. But today you are unlimited. You just, as much as you can write, as much as your fingers want to tap on the keys, and as much as you want to boilerplate in from here and there, the computer will take it. The only thing that will give it difficulty is if you're using the RAM memory, the random access memory, and the ROM memory, read-only memory. If you're using those memories and you don't have enough memory on hand, then you're giving yourself a hard time unnecessarily, which is something that we have come to learn. We didn't always know these things because we couldn't possibly begin to read all the books that are out on all this stuff, but by experience, it's brought home to us very dearly that we don't have enough ROM and RAM, and we don't have a large enough hard disk, although now we're doing much better. So downloading love from wherever you are, let it flow into your life as abundance, as health, as harmony, as peace, as right action. And like Ray said, I'm 80 years old now, and my eyesight's failing on me, and I want to keep active. So I'm taking a course in Spanish, and I'm learning Spanish now. He should have done that a long time ago, but I'm learning Spanish now. And he is having a good time. And then he's prattling off these phrases to me of what he has learned and how. And then, of course, I don't have the vaguest idea what he's talking about because I choose that one. But anyhow, he goes on. And then he gets out his reading library books where he can have any book he wants on any subject. And they'll send it to him. And he puts it on the reading light. And they give him the tape player to listen to it with, too. And then he's getting a big computer that's worth something like $12,000 or $30,000, somewhere in there. And the government's going to pay for it so that he can read. But isn't it fascinating? He has nothing to read. Well, yes, he does. He's a caregiver for Dave, and he's got to be able to read the prescriptions. He's sitting at the dining room table. He can't see a thing. And he's going through these boxes of pills and lining them up for Dave, who doesn't do it at all. And he takes out from this pill, this is the morning pill, and that goes into this box. Here is the noon pill, that goes into this box. Here is the afternoon pill, then here is the evening pill. And so he sets them up in line for Dave, and he should take them one at a time. And so Ray can't see it, but he's putting them out. And then he feels in the cup after he puts the pills in. He says, whoops, I got two in this cup now. So he had to take one of the pills out. And then he's got to know which container to put it back into. You got big single letters on top of the container saying one E for one in the evening, you know, one M, one morning, you know, one noon and what have you. But, I mean, he's just full of love. He's full of joy. He's full of everything good. And he's an amazing boy. He just is an amazing boy. He's downloading love, and you and I are too. So keep up the good work. I love you, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.